ended up as it was an hashgacha, because after I found out that there was a shtickle bilbo with the mirror bus, and the driver wasn't letting, it would have been a very big bilbo if I so as usual, everything in the Shemayim is hashgacha. It would have been very aggravating if I was there, because either I wouldn't have gone on the bus, or I would have had made somebody else, get off the bus. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, this week it was okay. Baruch Hashem. So, Rabbi Yisrael, the last time we got together, we spoke about the five issues on the Sura Sa'omer, and maybe we'll take out the holy recording kind of also for them. Which I think was very important, that we should focus on the five inyanim. I don't want the oilam to become balei gaiva, but I don't think today, even among even the big talmid chachamim, that people crystallize clearly the five inyanim of the Sura Sa'omer. I know myself, as Chatoya and Yimaskir, I know over the years, we all know that the time of Sura Sa'omer is a special time, a time of of ruchnis, like a thing, but it's usually like a mishmash, like a kugel, strudel, a kugel, a little bit of this, a little lechem, a little Torah, but whenever it's like clear, it's like your mind, flies from this thing to that thing. So I think what we did was very, very constructive, very basic, and very important, because it is actually a time of focusing on, these five inyanim. That's what it's there for. Not just to make the bracha every night. So what we're doing when we focus on these five things, I think it wasn't just like a good thing for a vad, a good activity, constructive. I think it's the essence of the Avodas Hayayin. That's what the Sura Sa'omer is, to be cognizant of the bracha, to work on the bracha of lechem, crystallize it and realize how important it is. The whole year we should do it, but it's a time when we devote to giving it special attention. Likewise, the Torah. Torah is such an important, much more important than Torah, nothing, right? But Sura Sa'omer is a time that we give special work for appreciating the Torah. Like every night, we say, another day closer to my Minas Sinai, another night closer. That means it's an avoda, appreciating Torah, right? Number three, it's a time of appreciating time, working on appreciating time. When Hashem gives us a mitzvah to count every night, weeks, days, what is that? So you say, well, it's exeris hakasav, paraduma. We don't understand the reason. It's just but that's not true. It very obviously is a mitzvah of Hashem. He tells you, I want you to count your time. So obviously, he's giving us a mitzvah to be aware of time. You can go into the Maral, the Amkes, and all kinds of philosophical ideas and Hashkof ideas. But don't forget the most obvious thing that's in front of your nose. Like the American expression that Hashem hides things from us by putting it right under our nose, This idea of what you're doing, Hashem gave us a mitzvah to count time, means to appreciate time. Like, don't forget about that. Before you go on to all the amkes and the marals and all the philosophical and hashkafa and these things, it's much a mitzvah to the awareness of time, right? That was number three. And number four, it's a time that we have to work on ourselves. Like, just like they got a Mitzrayim, it was a time that they had to rid themselves of certain lichluch, a certain, you know, negativeness that they acquired when they were Mitzrayim. So whatever they could have worked on in that tkufa, they had special shape of the Shemaya of preparing themselves for Matan Torah, and ridding themselves of certain negative qualities. And then number five, the Ashkoz HaPrati is that the Ketira of the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva came out on that period. So as far as we're concerned, we recognize Ashkoz HaPrati to the degree that it's like Hashem is talking to us. We believe in Ashkoz HaPrati like it's even said, Vayedaber Hashem El Bnei Yisrael Emor. You know, these are days that you have to work on, you know, Kavero, because Chazal tell us that the main cause of the terrible tragedy was that there was a zilzul in Kavod Chavero. So that means it's a time that we have to work in Kavod Chavero. Right? So it's like Hashem is telling us it, you know. So that's clear. That's the time that we should work on that. So the best way of being aware of these five individual things, that one thing has nothing to do with the other, is by first of all clarity of it, you know. So I think it's something very special that we did, and you know, I think it was good that we crystallized it and made it clear of us. And I think once again, I think that we're doing something here that's very special. Outside the mascaras of the Vat, I can't imagine, you know, other people like doing this, you know, crystallizing these things and making it over to constantly think about it every day of the Shiras Omer. So that's that. Rabbi said, before we go on, we have to first of all say Shalom Aleichem to everybody. And we did thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this wonderful opportunity to be together. You see, last week it was unplanned, you know, it was unplanned for, and we weren't Zeichel last week, you know, just because we weren't Zeichel. You know, I had planned that I should be here, everything was scheduled, that I should be here, and you see, it's a bit of Shemayim that we should be here. So that's what I'm talking about. When we are here, we're sitting here at the table, we don't realize that how much of a gift it is from Hashem that we should be able to be together. You know, for some reason, Avadi is not here tonight. You know,
Hoshea.
What?
Hoshea.
Hoshea. Don't tell him that. It's not that I was careless in it. I try to give special thought to remember to say the right name. Anyway, it's amazing. Different shiurim they have, different vadim. How, you know, 1 week it's by charity, 1 week it's like that. And Nisim, the floors, you write a whole book of Nisim, the floors that happened every week, you know. But you see, last week, yeah, like, and then just like that. Okay, Rabbi says, so we thank Hashem, and also we have Baruch Hashem Al Chabura, Baruch Hashem. Hashem should give us, you know, strength to continue this will, to continue our holy gathering. And I always encourage the Olam, you know, to be mezaka other people also, you know, sometimes in the Ayashana, but every once in a while you could remember, you know, the time some of the Kaveram to introduce them into what we do here, and invite them to come down to join us. It's always without obligation, and you know, they come and they don't feel that it'd be a Tawela, so they, you know, they don't have to feel, you know, like uncomfortable about it. Okay, good, Rabbi Shai. So Rabbi, anything quickly you want to share with us? Last time we got together, the main emphasis was on what?
Brachos.
Was on what?
Brachos.
On the brachos of the lesson, right.
I tried to have a focus day. I reviewed the notes as much as I could, like I tried to remember, and
You have some lechem you want to share with us? Some good rachmaniyot or something?
I wish I had.
And what about you? Yaakov?
3 weeks ago, I think we did a Yibrach HaZamozon. That was doing HaMotzi Yafel was a bit harder. Mm-hmm. And this past week, it was even more like, it was sort of like a downward. First of all, Yibrach HaZamozon was easier to, I guess, when when I'm about to eat something, I think it's harder to, when I finish eating, I want to, I thought it was easier than to have a bracha rishona. It's harder to sit down and wait a second.
So what do you say? I
think the bracha achrona is easier than bracha rishona. Sure. For me at least, for me, it's personal.
Yeah, the Gemara really speaks about that. The Gemara, you know, makes a kal v'chomer, I think. It says, I think, in the Torah that. But the Gemara speaks about this thing, that which is easier, the bracha rishona or bracha achrona. On one hand, the bracha rishona should be you did have a kavana because you're hungry now. You're hungry, so you could appreciate maybe the food more because you didn't eat it yet. So, I remember we had all these forests when we learned the Gemara there. The Gemara in Brachas, and, you know, the paragraph talks about the benching, I think, so these also, I forgot which paragraph it is, but these forests came in in the Gemara there, which bracha, you know, is more likely and more logical. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, one second. Excuse me. The awareness and the consciousness about it is good. Baruch Hashem, that was our tachlis, our Torah. And Reb Shimon, what do you have to say?
Not a great deal. I tried to do it. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Like Yaakov said, it was easier the first week than the second week.
I mean, that's where we get together all the time. You know, we need these injections, you know. What they call it medically, you know, you have to get these, what do you call it, medical term?
Booster shots,
that's the booster shots, that's it. Booster shots. Yeah. That's a good terminology for our, maybe right then, booster shots. Good word. Booster shots, yeah.
Because you're boosting the immune system.
I think that's how that.
Aren't they like anti-disease shots?
Yeah, but what they, the way they work. Right, that's right. It's a funny, it's, like, yeah, it's a funny zone. It's true.
They don't focus on the. That's right. We focus on the
positive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you know, it's a medical term.
Yeah.
They took it from the body.
They must have.
What do you have to say, Ramesha?
It was nice to be able to focus on food and brachos during Sfirsa Omer. It's not something I normally would put together. I don't really think about the idea of food and Sfirsa Omer and to force ourselves to think about brachos. It was just nice to kind of add that piece to the end.
I think that this point that I try to bring out was that it not only, like, we realize now it's part of the Sfirsa Omer, but I think that's an understatement. We call it Sfirsa Omer. The word Omer goes on the food, or on the Omer that they brought of the Sairim, the Sfir of Omer. You know, that's what they call Sfirsa Omer. So, you know, I... it's like amazing that the basic, one of the most basic avoidance of this period is this thing about the Omer, that Matir the Chodosh, and then we count, and then eventually it's Matir the Lechem Haponim, you know, to bring the Lechem Haponim. So much of the essence of it is really this food part, and I think most of the people, when it comes to the Omer, they think about the Torah part, maybe about the Avodah part, and this part of it, which is, I think, so essential in what it really is, like, they don't think about that. It's like, I think it's a unique Ha'orah that we presented to the Olam, that, like, we should wake up and realize that this Omer is on food, you know. Something that, for some reason, I think that has been neglected. Oh, here comes the Moshea, Mamish. Just in time, you know. You can say it to regular speaker.
No, it's with me. Forgive me for being late.
What?
Forgive me for being late.
Yeah, but nicely came in time, Mamish. We're going by the table now. We marched about last weekend. It's just up to you, Mamish. And that's when you walk in.
Last weekend, you weren't here.
No, but what we were doing.
Oh, yes. So saying more kavana when I was making the food brachas. Right. I did better. The other uvda I didn't really know great success. But when it came to trying to concentrate on the brachas for eating food specifically, Baruch Hashem, I did okay.
No, that was the main uvda for the week.
Okay.
But let's see if we can try to have Seyed Deshma, Kriyas Haderech. So we want to try to focus on, you know, some of the other things, you know, a little more intensively. So let's say this week, what do we have now? We have Torah left, and we have the time element, and we have, you know, these other inyanim. So that's Hashem, we'll meet next week, as we said. That'll be our last meeting before Shavuos, that next week, as I said. So maybe we'll leave Torah for next week, you know, this. And time, Torah and time. So, but we'll take the fourth union about, you know, working ourselves, you know, in other words, that spiritual anger the time, that you have Seyed Deshmaya, I'm working on something, and we'll take the last thing of Kavod Ben Adam, right? The fact that the Ketiva happened in this period, so, and the Chazal tell us that it happened because of lack of Kavod, that one had to the other, so it's a time that we have to be a little bit aware of Kavod Adam, as we say, which means for our wives, for our children, for our friends, you know, for our people that we daven with, like people that we learn with, our chavrusas. So I wanted to suggest, number one, that we should give special awareness of the sin of Kavod Adam, like the people in our surroundings. So how can we make it into a more concrete, that shouldn't just be just to have awareness of the So let's divide it, Rabbi Isaiah. Let's say in the morning part of the first turn of the day. So think of where our relationships that we have, you know, human relationships, the first part of the day. You know, so some of us are hermits, and we go, the first part of the day we go into the field by ourselves, so we don't have any, but most of us, I just said that for a joke, but say most of us have relationships with people. Like, what do you do the first part of the day? We bump into people. So first of all, probably it's by davening, probably, right? Probably. Number two, maybe you have breakfast in the house with your wife, or, you know, if you do that, I'm just giving an example, and if you're in the workforce, so in your work, what you're doing, basically, the first part of the morning, right? So I just give you an example of what I need to say. So the first part of the day, so you have relationships with people by dominant, maybe in the house, you know, with your children going off to work, or you're eating breakfast, you know, with your wife, whatever, and then mainly with your workforce, if you're working, right? So these are relationships that you have with people in the first part of the day. So so special care should be in these relationships, like, right? Have in mind that you do, they're covered. In other words, people in davening, when you're davening, right? Zahiris with covered Ben Adam. Sometimes, you know, different things come up. You're davening before the davening, after davening, you know, where covered Adam, you know, plays a role. Coming home, eating, your wife, children, whatever. And then when you're working, somebody said that an awareness of covered Adam. And then the same kind of idea, Rabbi Shai, like you have the second part of the day, the same thing, like where in this part of the day, where your relationships bring you, relationships. Are you working in the afternoon? Are you learning somewhere? Some miscarriage, you have caboosies. In other words, this type of principle, try to do it in the afternoon also. Second part of the day, try to crystallize where, you know, your preoccupation in the afternoon. Are you learning? Are you working? What are you doing? And try to crystallize your human relationships and what they are exactly, and how you can try to be careful there. You know, be careful with them. Okay, Rabbi Shai. That's of the Maisha. just one more Indian that I'd like to bring up. I can mention time for it very quickly. No, we just went through a Lag BaOmer, and just very, very briefly, which I just like to say over something very quickly, if we can get it in very quickly, that, you know, it's Pella that how Lag BaOmer became like a yontif in Klai Yisrael. You know, and Klai Yisrael, we usually don't have those kind of things. We don't have new things in Klai Yisrael. Everything is old, with tradition, the rices, the rabbanans. And here, like, it's a big pillar that Lag BaOmer became accepted by all groups in Klai Yisrael as a yontif. You know, we don't say tachnan. And we usually don't have these things. So, like, you think about how did this happen? Like, the Shimon Yochai, self, what is he? He's a Tana, just a Tana, you know, and this is your side. So he's not such a big yantiv. It's like a big pillar. So, just very much Bekitra, but what I wanted to say is that, you know, our relationship that we have with Hashem, our knowledge of Hashem, wherever you get it from, you got it from your parents, you got it from your Rav, you got it from your Rebbe in school. It's a combination of you got it from some svarim, some books. But all together, put it together, what do you get? It's like a certain concept you have of Hashem. And you say, Moda Ani Lefonech in the morning. Moda Ani Lefonech. Who is the Lefonech that you're talking to? It's an idea of Hashem. You say, Baruch Ator Hashem. Who is the Hashem that you're talking to? So, there's a concept of Hashem that you have, that you got. You learned it from, you know, different sources. I say, from the Sforim, from your rabbis, from your rabbis, from your teachers. And all this is based on Sforim like the Tanya, Nefesh HaChayim, and it comes from the Arizal, and it originally stems from the Zohar. That's the source of it. So it comes out that the Bonashim that we have today, that we serve, really, it really stems from the Zohar. And the Zohar is from Shem Ben Yochoi. So it could be Bashkocha Pratis. That's why, you know, it came out Bashkocha, that he's so widely respected. And his Yahrzeit became such an accepted Yantiv, because the Borei Olam that we have today is like Reb Shimon, you gave us the Borei Olam, you gave us the God, you know, because you the idea of identifying with Hashem and what is Hashem really ultimately stems from him, from his Zohar. So it could be that's why Bashkocha Prati is that it came out to be a, you know, to recognize him, came out to be a Yantiv, the Lag BaOmer. Just an idea that I have. So basically, but what's no gay the mice, and I really have to run, is that every day, maybe, in honor of the Lag BaOmer, in honor of the Shem Lechoi, we should also spend a few minutes thinking about Hashem. And if you can learn one of these forms, a few minutes every day, that talk about Hashem, you know, so that would be an apropos of the, you know, to be mechazek ourselves in this inyan, Rabbi Say. Okay, I'd like to wish you all gvaldik a week, Rabbi Say. Have a slocha gedayla with your avoda. It will be zeichet to serve Hashem the right way and bring bracha to yourselves and try yourself, Rabbi Say. Bracha, bracha, bracha.